beginning with verse 12 and ending at the 21st verse. Second Peter 1:12-21. Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things, though you know them already and are established in the truth that has come to you. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory, since I know that my death will come soon, as indeed our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from the Father when the voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women who, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
So we are celebrating this weekend and on into Monday. We call it Memorial Day because we remember those who have made such a great sacrifice for us. And a lot of times you'll hear about the cemeteries, different memorial cemeteries, having services to honor those who have given their lives. Some play the bugles and some have prayers and just pause to remember. Others of us, we go our way, we have our picnics, we go on vacation, we go out on the lake, and we do our thing. And sometimes we don't remember the way that we should, because it's easy not to remember. And sometimes we have to remember to remember. There's a story of three widows who lived together. One sister got up out of bed halfway up the stairs. She stopped and she was standing there, and she said to her other sister, "Am I going up or am I coming down?" Another sister replied to her with a bit of aggravation, "You were going up to bed." And the second sister headed into the kitchen to make herself a sandwich. Once in the kitchen, she hollered back to her sister who was there, and she said, "What did I come in here for?" Have you ever done that? The sister responded, "You went in there to make yourself a sandwich." After that, the sister said, "Well, I'm so glad I'm not as forgetful as both of you, knock on wood." And then she walked over to the door and she said, "Who's there?" Sometimes it's hard to remember. But hopefully none of us are that forgetful. Some of us have a hard time remembering to remember God, and we get out of the habit of worshiping. It becomes easier and easier as we let one Sunday follow another where we just, we're not quite in the mood to get up and go to church. So in the light of this special weekend of remembering, let us take time to remember God and to thank God for all that he's done for us. In today's scripture, Peter goes to great length to remind us and to remind the believers of Asia Minor to remember the basics of Christian faith. Peter's purpose is to ground the people in the truth of the gospel because the time is coming when Peter's not going to be with them anymore, to remind them of all that he has seen, of all that he has witnessed. He wants them to know the truth, to remember the truth, and to be obedient to God. In our culture now, it seems that we don't really know what the truth is half the time. Because we tweak it, and then we tweet it, and then we put these beautiful pictures up to make it look like something it's not. But the truth is the truth, and the Bible speaks the truth. And Peter is saying, remember the truth. We witnessed the truth. We heard the truth. We lived with the truth. Peter tells us that the truth, was given to him by God's voice itself, as God spoke and said, "This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased." The truth, Jesus was and is and shall always be the Son of God. Now, many of you might say while you're sitting here in the pews that you know the truth, you remember the truth, you're always going to remember the truth. But I have to just say to you, sometimes when we're in life, in the middle of life, we don't always remember the truth. And we don't certainly always remember to be obedient to the truth that is found in God's word. I'm going to just talk to the young people for a minute. I don't want to pick on you so much, but I just want to ask you, you know, when you're with that boyfriend or that girlfriend, do you remember the truth of what's said to you in the Bible? Do you remember the truth when you're alone? Do you remember what God is saying about staying pure, staying holy? Do you remember it? It's so important. And I mention that because I've heard several times in the last weeks from folks who know, they could swear that their children knew the truth. But when they got into that situation, they conveniently forgot the truth of what God has taught in the scriptures. And I now want to pick on the parents. I'm going to pick on you. Do you remember the truth? Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. When you're tempted to go off and do all kinds of things on Sundays, do you remember the truth that we're supposed to be here in church? We're supposed to remember the Sabbath. We're supposed to keep it holy. And we can say, okay, I have all of these things that I have to accomplish. But the truth is, we're not supposed to forget God. We're called to remember God. Even in those challenging situations, even in the times where we are so, so, so busy. That's what I hear from people all the time. I'm so busy. We have all of these things on our plate. I'm so busy. But we are to remember God. And not only that, we're to ask God to direct us, to order our days, to put Him first before anything else is what we are asked to do. Now, brothers and sisters, we need to order our lives around God. And Peter calls his believers, the ones that he is with, to remember this. In verse 12, he tells believers, he will make every effort to remind them of the virtues he has outlined, even though he's well aware that not only do they know about them, but they are in fact well established and grounded in them. That's why I remind you of the truth today. I know that you guys, many of you have been Christians a lot longer than I have been alive. But the Bible calls you to remember these truths. No matter how often you have heard them, we still have to remember them. And some of you are old enough to remember the famous golfer Jack Nicklaus. Now, I asked Aaron today if he knew Jack Nicklaus, and he said, well, I know the name. He'd heard the name, but he didn't know Jack Nicklaus. But Jack Nicklaus, for those of us who aren't old enough, is one of the best golfers ever. And so they asked him once about his success and how he kept on top. And his answer was this: starting at the end of every golf season, he went back to his coach who taught him about the basics of the game over and over again. So he would start at the beginning and study the basics of his golf game so that he remembered what got him to that point. Every year, no matter if he had just won the green jacket, he went back and he studied once again the basics. And some of you this year have done that. I've been so happy to hear from several people who took the challenge of reading the Bible. And they're already through. They've already read all the way through the Bible. And not one of them said anything other than, "I really enjoyed it." Even Leviticus. That's amazing. So, yeah. Ugh. And so, yeah. It's so important to remain grounded in God's word. And if we've read it before, let's read it again and hear what God has to say, because the Holy Spirit speaks to us. It says here in Scripture today, in our Scripture, that it's not us. We don't prophesy. It is the Spirit speaking. And so the Spirit speaks through Scripture, and the Spirit can speak to you for your situation now, which may be different than 2 years ago or even longer than that. We should remember the truth. I was reading a cute story about a lady in Massachusetts who had a brother-in-law that was a preacher, and he'd been away from home one afternoon. He was donating blood at the Red Cross, and the preacher's son was a little concerned when his father didn't come home by the time he usually did. And the boy asked his mother, "Is Dad going around visiting sick people?" And the mother replied, "No, honey, he's giving blood." And the boy paused and thought for a moment and then said, "But we know it's really grape juice, don't we, Mama?" The little boy remembered what was said to him about communion. He'd seen it over and over again. How do we remember things? I'm still old-fashioned. You know, I put it on my calendar. And I have calendars that are so full of ink that you can't see the white. And if you looked at my calendar, you would be able to judge my life and see the fruit. You would see, okay, what's most important to me when you look at my calendar. Now, most of you are way beyond me. You're on your cell phones 24/7. If somebody says something to you, boom, it is right on that cell phone on the calendar with a reminder to beep at the right time and tell you where you have to be, when you have to be, what you have to do. So maybe you could see your cell phone and you would be able to tell about the things that are most important in your life. I hope there's a lot of stuff on there about Jesus. A lot of things about being at the church and about serving in the community, about coming together for prayer. I hope there's a lot on that cell phone that causes you to remember. The Bible is full of scriptures that talks about remembering. Deuteronomy, "Remember well what the Lord your God did. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and that your Lord God redeemed you from there." Psalm, "Remember the wonders God has done." Isaiah, "Remember this, fix it in your heart. Take it to heart." God has assisted us to remember so many things by giving us beautiful physical mementos. I love the best. Oh, I just love rainbows so much. They're just the best. God promising that he will never destroy all of human life again with a flood. And the problem for me is that I have to have that cute little saying, Roy G. Biv, in order to remember the colors of the rainbow. So God gives us ways to remember. He gives us his word. He gives us each other to remind each other about God's love and God's faithfulness. He is so good to remind us if we will just remember to be reminded. We are called to remember God in everything we do, especially on this Memorial weekend. As Christians, we have baptism to remember that we are given new birth, whether we're a baby or whether we're an adult. We are given new birth, and we are reminded of that. Or confirmation, where we confirm that we believe in Jesus Christ. We remember all that Christ has done for us. So important. So what about you? What about you? What does your cell phone say about you? Do you remember? What does your calendar say about you? Do you remember? God remembers you. He remembers you today. He remembers you when you pray. He desires so deeply that you would remember him, that he's given us this Sabbath day and set it apart, that we would remember him today. It's a wonderful thing. And as we go into our picnics and our cookouts and our time with family and our lake time, let us remember God. And let us also remember those who have given their lives for us. As you leave the sanctuary today, if you feel led, would you please come up to the altar and reach into the little area behind the altar and pick up a name? The blue names are those names of people who have passed away serving our country in the last 3 years in Afghanistan and Iraq. So as you get their name, would you pray for their families? Because this is a great day for us. It's kind of hard for families to be still mourning those that they have given. So pray for them, if you would, on those blue sheets. And then I think there's still a couple of the white sheets left. And those are people that we pray for on a consistent basis that are connected with our congregation who are in service. So pray directly for them, for their safety, for their well-being, that they would draw closer to Christ in their service, and that we as a church would draw closer to them. Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed to have the opportunity to celebrate our freedom, to remember God in every way, today and always. Amen.
Please take out your hymnals and